September 16, Nehemiah 3, uninvolved. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord, Nehemiah 3:5. Among the first to catch Nehemiah's spirit of zeal and earnestness were the priests. Because of their influential position, these men could do much to advance or hinder the work, and their ready cooperation at the very outset contributed not a little to its success. The majority of the princes and rulers of Israel came up nobly to their duty, and these faithful men have honorable mention in the book of God. There were a few, the Tekoite nobles, who put not their necks to the work of their Lord. The memory of these slothful servants is branded with shame and has been handed down as a warning to all future generations. In every religious movement there are some who, while they cannot deny that the cause is God, still hold themselves aloof, refusing to make any effort to help. It were well for such ones to remember the record kept on high, that book in which there are no omissions, no mistakes, and out of which they will be judged. There every neglected opportunity to do service for God is recorded, and there too every deed of faith and love is held in everlasting remembrance. Against the inspiring influence of Nehemiah's presence, the example of the Tekoite nobles had little weight. The people in general were animated by patriotism and zeal. Men of ability and influence organized the various classes of citizens into companies, each leader making himself responsible for the erection of a certain part of the wall, and of some it is written that they builded every one over against his house. Nor did Nehemiah's energy abate now that the work was actually begun. With tireless vigilance he superintended the building, directing the workmen, noting the hindrances, and providing for emergencies. In his many activities, Nehemiah did not forget the source of his strength. His heart was constantly uplifted to God, the great overseer of all, the God of heaven. He exclaimed, "He will prosper us," and the words echoed and re-echoed, thrilled the hearts of all the workers on the wall.